On Monday's front page, now military retirees' health and pension benefits may be on the table. Experts say they come to about 14% of the total Pentagon budget. Texas Governor Rick Perry's hometown is not united behind him. We'll look at why some voters there say he betrayed them. And the Obama administration has been trying to stop poor nations from importing cheaper generic drugs. We'll look at the fight over patent rights. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says health and pension benefits for military retirees are growing as rapidly as entitlements like Social Security and Medicare. Health care and pensions for soldiers on active duty and for retirees now cost the government about $100 billion a year. That's about 14% of the total Pentagon budget. Military officials say the push to reduce the national debt has put retiree benefits on the table. At present, military personnel who retire after 20 years are eligible for pensions that pay half their salaries for life. They're also eligible for lifetime health insurance that costs only a fraction of private coverage. Also on Monday's front page, Texas Governor Rick Perry's childhood hometown is not 100% behind him. Tiny Paint Creek, Texas is traditionally Democratic. Some people there are still angry that Perry switched to the GOP. That was in 1989, 5 years after they elected him to the Texas House as a Democrat. They say Paint Creek sent Perry off into a life of politics that fed off his roots, but he moved on emotionally, too. Some say he's betrayed them. Fighting broke out in the capital of Yemen. Security forces turned heavy-caliber machine guns on demonstrators. That set off wider fighting between army defectors and forces loyal to the government. Some Yemenis say all-out civil war could be next. The incident left at least 22 demonstrators dead and more than 200 wounded. It also threatened the chances for an accord with President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who's been in Saudi Arabia since he was wounded in a bombing back in June. World leaders are gathering at the UN this week. One of the issues on the agenda is global health. This comes as the Obama administration is trying to head off potential sales of cheaper generic medicines to poor nations. Chinese and Indian drug makers say they're close to copying expensive biotech medicines used to treat cancer, diabetes, and arthritis. At issue is whether those diseases should count as emergencies like the AIDS pandemic. The pharmaceutical industry gave up patent rights on some AIDS drugs 10 years ago. Leaders in Greece struggled through the weekend trying to show they could reduce their budget deficit. Prime Minister George Papandreou canceled a planned trip to Washington. Greece has to meet a number of financial targets to be eligible for $11 billion in aid from other Eurozone nations next month. One of those targets is a smaller public sector payroll. Layoffs or wage cuts would be far-reaching because the Greek government employs about 9% of the workforce nationwide. It's not often that golf prodigies fulfill their promise while they're still young enough to make everybody gawk, but 16-year-old Lexi Thompson did that over the weekend with a 2-under par 70 in Alabama. That won her $195,000 and a place in history as the youngest winner on the LPGA Tour. She beat Tiffany Joe by 5 strokes. Joe is 24. She said she's not embarrassed at losing to someone who's 8 years younger. She said Ms. Thompson is not your normal 16-year-old, and she can take a back seat to that. Inside Monday's Times, the U.S. has decided not to sell F-16 fighter jets to Taiwan. Instead, the U.S. will help Taiwan refurbish its fleet of jets it bought 19 years ago. Congressional critics say the Obama administration is giving in to pressure from Beijing. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and opposes arms sales. Dominique Strauss-Kahn broke his silence. This comes 4 months after a hotel housekeeper in New York accused him of sexual assault. He said the incident was a moral failing he regrets, but he said in an interview on French television that no violence was involved. Strauss-Kahn is the former head of the International Monetary Fund and had been considered a top presidential contender in France. Antitrust regulators in the U.S. and Europe want to know if Google is living up to its slogan, which is, "Don't be evil." At issue are things like whether Google gives its own businesses preferred placement in search results and whether that harms consumers. This week, Google Chairman Eric Schmidt is scheduled to testify before a Senate antitrust subcommittee. That brings back echoes from 13 years ago and the last big antitrust investigation of a U.S. tech powerhouse. That, of course, was Microsoft. In his new 6 p.m. news show on MSNBC, Al Sharpton is both delivering and making news. Polarizing former officials like Sarah Palin and Elliot Spitzer have been given TV shows, but Sharpton is not a former anything. He remains an activist. He's planning to march on Washington next month to call for jobs. He also expects to cover it on his show. Book publishers are facing new competitors. Some of them are news organizations that are hunting for revenue. As ebooks go, these are shorter and cheaper, and that's redefining what an ebook is. Magazines like The New Yorker and Vanity Fair have jumped into the ebook business. So has The Huffington Post. Its second ebook is being released this week. It's an account of the campaign to end the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.